Hello.
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 Yes, Anne, this is Peter
Hang
here.
on, hang on, hang on. Sorry. I just need to turn you up a bit. Well, I have another go, see if I can hear you.
Yeah. Where are you at the moment?
I'm at home. I've been to the bank and the manager there, I just said I want the account fixed up so that I can use it in a normal way, and return it to the way it was. She has Serene scams anyway, so she couldn't get through the scams, and I'd been sitting down there for quite a while, and she had a whole bank full of customers. So I want to run over with you then. So they've got the 20,000's gone by the look of it. The other got refunded, and they're sort of wanting a bit of a they're wanting it she's wanting a story as to what happened, because when I went down there and I really was being scammed, I thought I was being scammed anyway. I didn't give her any information much, but I just need to know how to progress with this if I have to continue doing this.
I couldn't get that. What did you say?
Sorry, what did you hear any of it?
What is the last thing you said? I didn't understand.
When I went down there, when I thought I had really been scammed in that day, and I said to you that when it was the phone was beeping, and I thought I'd been scammed totally. Anyway, I went down there to see if I had any money in my account, and she said, "Why?" And I said, "I think I've been scammed," and that was all I said. But I have looks like it, the 20,000 could possibly be gone, but the other has been returned.
Okay. And is they unblock your account?
No, they won't unblock me until I speak to scams.
Until you speak to who?
To the scams department, they won't do it. I think I'll
Okay,
get
so
money out of the account, but I'm not sure I can do it.
have you spoken to the scam department, to that department?
Can't get through to them. She couldn't get through to them. They're just on hold permanently by the sound of it.
So what did they say? That when you can ever do unblock the account?
I haven't spoken to scams because you can't get through to them. I tried yesterday and today to get through to them.
And you didn't tell them that it is very important I have to unblock my
Oh,
account?
yes. Yeah, I did, but if she can't do anything, she's a branch level manager. Her hands are tied until she can speak to them.
And then when we can able to sort this out, when you can able to unblock the account, do you
Well,
think?
I've got to go back at 11 o'clock tomorrow to try and get some assistance. So I don't know.
Okay,
I
and
don't
did
know
you
what.
tell them that yes, you are the person who have made the transfer of 20,000? Because tomorrow it could be. Yes, do you tell the lady, the manager, that you were the person who has made the transfer
Yes,
of 20,000?
I
Did you
did.
mention that?
I did say that, I did both of them, and and so she thinks that a scammer got me to do it. I haven't
Okay.
said
Now
anything
the
to my
thing is
full name.
that, okay, basically the thing is that they haven't done that today as because they have got the enough time, okay, to aware of these things so that in between that time they will gonna get this thing sorted. All right. Now tomorrow it would be very tough for you to unlock the account because tomorrow, once
I know.
your call will gonna get connected to the scam department, they are getting the 24 hours. They are getting the enough time for that. Okay. So in between, they can deal something in between these things, and they will got the proper things. They would gonna ask you lots of questions tomorrow.
I don't
You
want to
got
answer
that?
lots of
Because
questions. I really can't. I
they
can't
would
do it.
gonna definitely ask.
Sorry?
But you see, they would gonna definitely ask you lots of questions. Okay,
This is
because
what I
they
don't
have
want.
got the
This is how I
enough
said
time.
it.
They have got
Yeah. But she starts
I'm sorry?
It's like she said her hands are tied, so she speaks to them. And then I don't want to, look, I don't want to lose $20 and not go any, $20,000 and not go any further. I can't do it. Physically, I can't do it.
I couldn't get that. What did it say?
It said, I said, Christ, look, I'd be willing to let the $20,000 go because I can't do this and concentrate on my life and my job and all of that. This is just taking over everything. I just need an easy fix.
Okay, you see.
Say your name.
I have told you earlier, and I have told you earlier that they will gonna make you, you know, like they are took you in a point that where you will gonna get frustrated. I have told you earlier, didn't I?
Yeah, and if
I have told you that they will gonna.
I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, they will gonna do the same thing. They will gonna do the same thing to you. They will say, as I have told you, that according to them and you, the 20,000, the transaction which you have been made, it is being gone through, but it is still in your bank account. We have just hiding the particular particular amount, that is 20,000. We have just hiding that amount for a time being, just to confuse the hackers.
Right. Okay. Right.
Do you understand?
So, yeah, I do now. So
that is the reason why.
So, how can we make this an easy out for me? Because I can't keep going like this.
Yeah, I do understand that what are the things that have been happened. Now, for that reason, what we need to do, we need to proceed further, and we will gonna let you know that how we gonna save your money. Because the thing is that, according to your local branch employees and to the scam department that they are telling you, according to them, like the 20,000 has been deducted, because we are showing the amount like this so that it should be look like you are making a real transfer.
All right. Do you understand?
Because if we can't do that, the things like this, they would gonna doubt it on you, and it should not be look like the real transaction that you have been made, and we can't able to catch them up. If they can't able to see the transaction, how come they will gonna push the transaction? Yeah.
So what do I look, how do I approach this tomorrow?
Yeah, so you need to be very confident with your words tomorrow. Whatever they are saying to you, they might be saying you anything. Okay, they might be saying you anything, but you need to be very confident with your words while you are facing them up, because they might be ask you the same thing, that have you made the transaction or not, to whom you have made the transaction, these sort of things. Okay, so you need to be very smart on that time.
But I did.
Yes, right.
But two transactions, and I'm not saying I didn't do it. But I haven't asked me who asked me to do it, but I'm just saying I've told them that I did do it, because I have to own up to that.
Yes, right. So the way you have talked to them, you need to talk to them tomorrow to the scam department, and if they're going to delay about it, if they say that they are not getting through on, they tell them I have to use my internet banking. It's important. I have to pay my bills, my things. If we don't do this, then how I can resolve these problems?
I told her all that today, but
okay.
Because she has to go to them before anything can happen, God only knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Now, the thing is that what we're going to do, Anne, like we will going to go ahead and we will going to create account for you on the HSBC bank. All right, it's a globally bank account, because the whole amount that you have got on your com bank, it is no longer safe, because we have on the last time we have frozen your account, but we have to unfreeze your account because the 24 hours has been gone, right? Yeah. So your account is been unfrozen at the moment. Okay. So the thing is that the whole amount that you have bought in your bank account, it is no longer safe. So for a time being, what we will gonna do, we will gonna create an account for you on the HSBC Bank, okay, where you can get your money for a time being. Now, once you will gonna catch the hackers and sort everything out, you can, if you want, you can, you know, transfer the money from your HSBC to your Combank again. Okay?
Right.
So, what we will gonna do, we will gonna go ahead. And first of all, you do one thing, you open, put me on speaker and open up the App Store.
Hang on. I don't know. Are you on speaker? No, I don't think you are. Hang on. I can't get you to go on speaker. No. I might have to ring you back. You're not on speaker. Can you hear me?
Okay, I'm calling you back then.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you. Should I call you back?
I can't put it on speaker, that's all. But that doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm calling you back, then you can put me on speaker.
Okay, right.